mission. We, by faith, behold our own. In Christ Jesus, the ascended Lord. Amen. Jesus went up, but he is still with us. Today is the 40th day of Easter. For 40 days, we've celebrated the many convincing proofs Jesus has given that he was risen from the dead. And 10 days from now, we will celebrate Pentecost and the coming of the Holy Spirit. These 50 days, from Easter Sunday through Ascension to Pentecost, we rejoice in the saving work of Christ. Crucified, risen, ascended, poured out the Holy Spirit, and returning in glory. And you see, when Jesus ascended at God's right hand, he hasn't left us as orphans. Many people have the wrong notion and understanding about Christ's ascension. Some people think that Christ has ascended to the right hand of God, and he's there on the throne, and we have to kind of do the best we can until he returns. In reality, he ascended to the right hand of God, and he fills the universe with his presence. And he can be present among us as we preach and teach and baptize and absolve and celebrate Holy Communion. He indeed is with us always to the end of the world. So my friends, as we rejoice in Christ's ascension, he went up, but he is still with us here. What does it mean that Jesus ascended? Luke records in Acts chapter 1 the details of the ascension. After appearing alive for 40 days, he gave convincing proofs, historical evidence that he was risen from the dead. He ate with them. He drank with them. He showed them his hands and side. He truly was risen from the dead. Having seen the proof, he calls them to wait for the promise of the Father at Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit would come upon them, which would happen 10 days later, which we will celebrate on May 24th, and says, "Now the Father, who has fixed the final day of my coming by his own authority, the Spirit will be poured out on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." And then the ascension happened. You see, they were looking up, and suddenly he was taken up into the clouds from their sight. And they continued to gaze, and then the angels, as two young men dressed in white, say, "Why do you stand looking in the heavens? This Jesus was taken up from you into heaven will come in the same way you saw him go into heaven." Christ ascended to the right hand of God. Our salvation is complete. We are justified by grace alone through faith in Christ Jesus. And he ascended to be our mediator, our redeemer, and our friend. Christ has ascended. What does it mean that he sits at God's right hand? As Paul said in Ephesians, "The God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, gives us the spirit of wisdom and the knowledge of him, because of his power towards those who believe, the working of his might. He raised Christ from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places." Christ now is far above all power and dominion and authority and every name that is named. What a wonderful assurance and comfort it is that Jesus at God's right hand still shares our human nature. He knows our woes and our joys. He knows our afflictions. He knows the good times and the bad times we experience. And he is the head of the church, of which we are the body. It is tremendously comforting to know that you have an intercessor at the right hand of God. An intercessor could be pictured this way: Jesus, as true God, has his hand in heaven, and this true man has his other hand to you here on earth. He's the go-between, the mediator between God and man, the man Christ Jesus. He's our intercessor. And because he fills the whole universe with his presence, he hears our prayers. He's present among us. He's with us as our dearest and truest friend. Jesus ascended. Jesus is at the right hand of God. Jesus will return in glory. When Jesus had opened their minds to know that Christ would suffer, rise from the dead, repentance and forgiveness of sins would be preached in all nations, and promised the Holy Spirit to be poured out upon them, and lifted up his hands and blessed them, he promised that he would return bodily so that we can see him with our own eyes. We await his glorious return. And the work of the church to make disciples of all nations, to bring the gospel to all the corners of the earth, we do not do based upon our own power, but because of the gospel that is proclaimed in the power of the Holy Spirit. What is amazing about the ascension of Christ is that because he fills the universe with his presence, he is present with us. He is not absent. We call the doctrine of the Lord's Supper the real presence. Because he fills the whole universe with his presence, he who is true God and true man can give us his body and blood here, as well as give it to someone who will be celebrating his ascension in China, or in Africa, or in Japan. Because he sits at God's right hand, he went up, but he is still with us here. We only see him now through the eyes of faith. We see him revealed to us in preaching and teaching as water and word and bread and wine personally touches us. But when he returns in glory, we will see him with our own eyes. He is still with us. Even though he went up, he is not absent. Rejoice as we now, in the 10 days between Ascension and Pentecost, consider Christ as our intercessor at the right hand of God, and then on Pentecost, the gift of the Holy Spirit, so that the gospel goes to all the nations in all the tongues of the languages of the peoples upon this earth. And rejoice in the intercessor that you have in Christ. It cannot be said any better than the last verse of the hymn that we just sang. This is such rich theology, a person could preach a sermon just on these words. He, that is Jesus, has raised our human nature on the clouds to God's right hand. There we sit in heavenly places. There with him in glory stand. Jesus reigns, adored by angels, man with God is on the throne. By our mighty Lord's ascension, we by faith behold our own. Rejoice, he who went up is still with us here. Rejoice in that reality of Christ, our intercessor and mediator, on this Ascension Day. Amen. May the peace that surpasses our human understanding guard our hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus to life everlasting. Amen.